السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. One and all, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for his deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to value these lives that Allah has given us and follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. These days that we are in are really days of barakah and blessings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that from all the days that Allah has given us, from all the days of the year, ma min ayyamin illa wal amalu salihu fiha ahabbu ila Allah azza wa jal min hadhihi al-ayyamil ashr. Allah loves ibadat, worship, devotion in these 10 days more than any other. Sahaba asked, so worship is the most virtuous deed in these days? Allah's Nabi said, indeed. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that it's better than everything else. Sahaba asked, what about jihad in Allah's way? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in these 10 days, worshipping of Allah is even greater than that. Unless a person went out and didn't come back at all. So these are really days of blessings, days of barakah. The days are valuable, the nights are valuable. In the riwayat of Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, the nights are equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. So the days are valuable, the nights are valuable. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make great effort in these days. One is the Meccan period, the other is the Medinan period. Many a time when we study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look at what happened in Makkah. Yes, in Makkah, the laws of deen and sharia were revealed in Medina Munawwara. In Makkah Mukarramah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's effort was mainly on the iman and bringing people to deen. And in the early stages, the first 3 years, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would invite to Islam, would invite to Allah secretly. The first 3 years. He would go, call people to Allah Ta'ala, invite them to Allah Ta'ala, but one on one. Those who he knew, those who were close to him. After 3 years had passed, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received an instruction from Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fasta' bima tu'mar wa'arid 'anil mushrikeen. O my Nabi, fasta' now render openly. Now write clearly, openly, unequivocally. Invite to Allah, invite to the orders of Allah, invite to the deen of Allah. And don't worry. Don't worry about those who are trying to stop you. Just turn away from them. The mushrikeen who will stop you and who will become a hindrance in your path, you continue. Do not stop. This word also is so beautiful in the Arabic language. This word of the Quran, fasta', it means to invite clearly. It comes from the word, this is in the sciences of Quran, it's called balagha, rhetoric. So it's something called a similitude. Very similar to a similitude. Meaning invite. And then there's a similitude. How should you invite? How clear should your invitation be? فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُعْمَرْ. Invite so clearly. Tell the people so clearly that Allah is doing and creation can't do. And everything is from Allah and nothing is from creation. And everything belongs to Allah and nothing belongs to creation. And one Allah is doing. Invite them to Allah so clearly, like it's mentioned in Quran in Surah Muddathir, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرِ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ وَالرُّجَزَ فَهَجُرْ وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Even in that surah, Allah is informing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam how to invite them. Call them to Allah's grandeur and greatness. And when difficulties come your way, make sabr. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Only for your Rabb should you make sabr. But the similitude in this verse, Allah is saying, invite them so clearly, like how when glass ruptures, on the crack of glass, such a sound emanates from there. It is loud and clear. Even a mile away, a glass broke, it will draw your attention. That sound is so far reaching. Meaning, like how it is clear when glass breaks, فَاسْتَعْ. That's how clear your da'wah should be, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No ambiguity. One Allah is doing. Allah is only one. Allah has no partner. Allah is the greatest. Your da'wah must be clear. And also another similitude in this, just like when glass is ruptured and cracked and broken, in the same way give da'wah and negate all the creation that creation cannot do, to such an extent that everything should be negated and cracked like glass, meaning nothing else can do. One Allah is doing, tell mankind the reality and the truth clearly. In the ahadith, from the Fatiha, the beginning of the Fatiha after Nubuwwah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started like this. Person to person, group to group, area to area, in Makkah Mukarramah, going to the different people, going to the tribes. Any gathering there was, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. any occasion, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why was he there? To invite to Allah, to explain the truth. To such an extent that when people would come into Makkah, the Meccans would worry that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reach this man. Be careful, warn him as he enters Makkah. So they had their groups of people spreading around Makkah, warning and informing and notifying every visitor to Makkah. Be careful of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be careful of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would make their false allegations and lies against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But still, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make gusht and invite every person. To such an extent that there was famous occasions for the Arabs, known as Uqav or Uqav, Majanna, and Dhil Majaz. These were three bazaars, and it took place yearly. Every year this took place, Uqav, Majanna, and Dhil Majaz. Now, Uqav is like on the way to Makkah. Majanna is like also not far from Makkah, closer, just very near Makkah, see. And Dhil Majaz as well. These are regions, different areas. But what used to happen was, they would come and yearly this was the program. Uqav, they would spend the entire Shawwal in Uqav. This was a bazaar. Sometimes, you see, they have their bazaars, buying and selling. And then from there, they would have also a certain time for their shi'ar, singing their poetry. So from before the advent of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would have these seasons and these bazaars. So for after 1 month in Uqav, that's a Shawwal, and then Dhul Qa'dah, they would move to Majanna, and they would spend 20 days in Majanna. Then from Majanna, they would shift to Dhil Majaz. And in Dhil Majaz, they would also spend the last days of Dhul Qa'dah and into Dhul Hijjah. And as the days of Hajj would come, they would go into Makkah Mukarramah and go to Mina. This was their yearly advent. This happened for many, many years. To such an extent that these bazaars, it started actually, according to his history, it started about 15 years before Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. The year of the elephants was 570 AD. 15 years before that. And it continued even after the advent, even after the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it continued right till the year 129 Hijri. It continued. And then there was some battle there with the Khawarij, the Haruriya, the extremist Khawarij, and then these bazaars stopped after that. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now would make it to these bazaars, these markets. And what would he do there? What would Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do by these gatherings? He would go tribe to tribe, tribe to tribe, tribe to tribe, tent to tent, tent to tent. Whenever he found an opportunity, he would go by them. He found them available, he would invite them to Allah Ta'ala. He would call them to Allah, and then he would encourage them that now take me, be my rehbar, be my guide, and take me to your people. I want to invite them to Allah as well. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yas'alu anil qabail. Then he would go and ask directions, okay, so-and-so tribe is residing where? So-and-so tribe is residing where? وَمَنَازِلِهِمْ قَبِيلَةً قَبِيلَةً. Tribe to tribe, tribe to tribe. This is how Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sacrifice. One day, he reached the Banu Amir bin Sa'sa'a tribe, and so much of hurt they gave him. This report says they caused a lot of taklif. فَلَمْ يَلْقَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْأَذَىٰ قَطُّ مَا شَهِدَ مَا لَقِيَ مِنْهُمْ. When he left there, they were pelting him with garbage and dirt and stone. And then he reached Banu Harith bin Khasafa tribe. And amongst them he found, as he spoke to them, there was an elderly man, 120 years old. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to the elderly man also. Invited him to Allah. And then invited him, or everybody asked him to give protection and the ability, the permission to invite his people in his area. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was prepared to go with him to their area to invite them as well. The elderly man said, أيها الرجل, O man, قومك أعلم بنبائك. Your own people know better of you than what anyone else can know. But what I can say is, if anyone takes you to their area to invite them to this faith of yours, he is taking something evil from this Hajj season. إلا آب بشر ما يأوب به أهل الموسم. So, O youngster, do me a favor. فَأَغْنِ عَنَّا نَفْسَكَ. Get lost. Go from here. We don't need you. Get rid of yourself. These are the harshful statements Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hear. The greatest of Allah's creation is hearing these statements. Hurtful. What pain to that heart. The most beautiful heart. The purest of hearts. The best of Allah's creation had to hear so much of this. فَأَغْنِ عَنَّا نَفْسَ Get lost. Go from here. Then Abu Lahab pitches up. He stands there. And he hears the insult thrown upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, flung upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by this Muharibi elderly man. Abu Lahab says to him, congratulates him, congratulates the elderly man, and he says, I wish everyone in this Hajj was like you. Then this man would give up this plan that he has. Innahu sabi kazzab. Really, he is an irreligious man, and he is a liar. Then the elderly man says to Abu Lahab, you are his uncle, you know better. He is your family, he is your blood. And then the Muharibi says, you know, maybe this youngster of yours is insane. Allah's Nabi has to hear that he is insane. These were the harshful words. And it was not only words flung at him. In so many of these reports, it actually went further than words. It was hurting him, physically hurting Allah's Nabi. So this man says that there is amongst us, we have a special doctor who would be able to cure him because he is insane. And this is what Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would hear from them. And Abu Lahab would follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wherever he went, and he would do this. And you know, actually corrupt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's effort. And so many tribes, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam invited them, like in Hayatul Sahaba of Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi in the volume 1. Incidents of some details of many of the tribes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to. Not all the tribes, but a lot of the tribes where he would go to them, and how he would invite them, and how he would work on them. And it all comes in the Hayatul Sahaba, volume 1. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then goes to the Banu Ka'ab tribe. He says, we were in Uqaz. Now Uqaz is outside Makkah. Allah's Nabi, this was the marketplace. Even before they came into Makkah, Allah's Nabi came there. Atana Rasulullah. Allah's Nabi came to us. And he asked, where are you from? Mimmanil Qawm. We said, we are Banu Amir bin Sa'sa'ah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, which Banu Amir? They said, Banu Ka'b ibn Rabi'ah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them about, you know, the different questions about their strength and so forth. They said, we are so powerful and we are so strong and no one can challenge us. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam invited them to Allah and then also told them that I would also ask you to allow me to come to your people and invite them to Allah. When you're going from Hajj, take me with you. I'll go and talk to them about Allah. Invite them to Allah, and I will return. And I won't force you, I will invite you. فَإِنْ أَتَيْتُكُمْ تَمْنَعُونِي حَتَّى أُبَلِّغَ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي وَلَمْ أُكْرِهْ أَحَدًا مِنْكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. I will not force you, but I will invite you and tell you about the Almighty, tell you about Allah, His greatness, His grandeur, the Maker, the Controller. So they asked him, which Quraysh are you from? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I'm from Banu Abdul Muttalib. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَإِنَ أَنْتَ مِنْ بَنِي عَبْدِ مَنَافِ. He asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from Abdul Manaf? What about them? Why don't you speak to them? Why don't you speak to your family? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I spoke to them, but they rejected me. They chased me out. They said, no, we will never accept you. We can never give you protection. And then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as he was discussing with them, then they said, okay, وَنَمْنَعُكَ حَتَّى تُبَلِّغَ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّكَ. We will consider and we'll take you back to our area. So what happened was they considered and they said, okay, when we're going, we will be your rehbers, we'll take you to our people and you can speak to them because what you are calling to is so beautiful. And as they were in this bazaar, one man comes, Bayhara bin Siras, Qushayri. And he asked, who's this man working amongst the tribesmen or sitting there? He said, this is Muhammad bin Abdullah from the Quraysh tribe. So Bayhara says, what is the matter with you all? What is he doing here? So they responded and said that he says that he is the messenger of Allah. And he explained to us about Allah. And he wants us to take him to our area, to invite to Allah there. So Bayhara asked them, what was your response to him? We said, welcome. We can't stop you. And we can help you at least in inviting others to Allah by giving you protection. And we'll take you. And we'll give you protection like we protect ourselves. Bayhara said, how foolish are you all? You want to take evilness, you want to take what is evil from this season of Hajj and these bazaars. You want the whole of Arabia to be against you. His own people know better of him than you. Why didn't they accept him? They would have taken the fortune and the blessings of following him. You want to take a weak, foolish man who has been chased out and casted out, and everyone has denied him, and now you want to give him support and protection? What a foolish opinion is that of yours. Then he came to the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, get out. قُمْ فَالْحَقْ فَالْحَقْ بِقَوْمِكْ فَوَاللَّهُ لَوْلَا أَنَّكَ عِنْدَ قَوْمِي لَطَرَبْتُ عُنُقَقْ. Get out of amongst my people. If it wasn't for the fact that all of them are here, I would have slit your throat. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets up. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's work was very polite, was very loving. He chases him away. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets up, climbs onto his camel, and this fool, this khabith, he comes behind the Nabi of Allah with his spear, and he pokes the flank of the camel from behind, and the camel throws the messenger of Allah off. فَقَمَسَتْ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَلْقَتْهُ. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now grounded. And among the Bani Amir tribe was a woman by the name of Duba'a binti Amir radiallahu anha. She was among the few Muslims who accepted Islam in the initial stages. She came to visit her family. So she said, Ya Ala Amir, O Amir, O people of Amir, I can never affiliate myself to you after today. Is this how the Nabi of Allah is treated amongst you? And no one stands to defend him. Three of her relatives, three of them, and one report says two of them went to Bayhara and they helped him. And three of them went to help Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they grounded Bayhara. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Allah, bless those who defended me and helped me. And oh Allah, those who harmed me and harmed my deen, oh Allah, you will sort them out." And Allah gave them hidayah, those who helped Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, three of them. Their names were Ghitrif, Ghatfan, the two sons of Sahal, and Urwa bin Abdullah, radiallahu anhum. They became radiallahu anhum because they defended the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this was how Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go to the different tribes, to the different people. There's so many reports like this. In this one report, Bayhara actually then says, okay, who will be the rulers after you? Who will be the rulers after you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rulership is not the purpose. That is Allah's. Allah gives it to whoever he wants to. And then, they didn't want to hear anything from him after that. There was one incident where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, Abdullah bin Wabisa Absi narrates from his father, who narrates from his grandfather, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us whilst we were in Mina. وَنَحْنُ نَازِلُونَ بِالْجَمْرَةِ الْأُولَى. We were camped by Jamarat, by the first Jamarah, which is near Masjid al-Khayf. And Allah's Nabi came with Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu behind him. So we'll find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many a time was alone. And sometimes he used to go with Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu. And on many occasions he would go with Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu. And on many occasions he would go with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu. There's beautiful reports where he would take different sahaba and he would make the gasht. And on many occasions, he would go alone on the gasht. On this occasion, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making gasht with Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu. This man says, Allah's Nabi invited us to Allah and we didn't respond to him. وَلَا خِيِّرَ لَنَا. And it wasn't good for us that we didn't respond to him. There wasn't good in it. We were unfortunate by not accepting him in the early initial stages. But we heard of him, and we know now, respected listeners, how they heard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because as people would enter Makkah, they would already hear false rumors and allegations. So we heard of him, and we heard of how he invites the different people to Allah. So then he came to visit us, and he started inviting us to Allah. We didn't accept him. فَلَمْ نَسْتَجِبْ لَهُ. But amongst us was a man by the name of Maysara bin Masruq al-Absi. Maysara bin Masruq al-Absi. And Maysara announces, after Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks to everyone, Maysara says, oh my people, I take oath by Allah. If we accept this man, and we believe in him, and we take him to our region, to speak to our people, لَكَانَ الرَّائِ. What he says is so true, that will be the best thing to do, my people. فَأَحْلِفُ بِاللَّهِ. I take oath by Allah. His words are so clear. His words about Allah are so beautiful. His deen and his words will reach the four corners of the world. حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ كُلَّ مَبْلَغٍ. It will reach at the furthest point. So the people are telling Maysara, please Maysara, give up this what you are saying. دَعْنَا عَنْكَ لَا تُعَرِّضْنَا لِمَا لَا قِبَلَ لَنَا بِهِ. Don't enforce upon us something that we can never bear. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then sat one side with Maysara and spoke to him. So we learn one great lesson here, respected listeners. One is ijtima'i da'wat, collective da'wat. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would do that. He would go tribe to tribe and speak to the entire tribe. And then the other is infiradi da'wat. Da'wat done on an individual basis. This is also very, very effective. To speak to a person one-on-one. You picked up someone, you gave him a lift, talk to him about Allah. One person, talk to him about Allah. It is very effective. The da'wat you give him will penetrate his heart, inshallah. One-on-one da'wat is very, very effective. You saw someone in the market, talk to him about Allah. You saw someone, you know, at work, and you had some time, you had some free time, talk about Allah. Invite to Islam. Speak about the beauty of Islam. Speak about the beautiful character of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Speak about the hikmah in our deen. Speak about the beauty of the Quran. Whatever little bit we know and we've learned from the ulama, invite to that one-on-one, one-on-one, one-on-one. Individual dawat, dawat on individual basis is very, very important and very, very beautiful, my respect. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam invites Maysara, individual dawat. Quran speaks of how Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam invited to Allah collectively, then he invited to Allah on an individual basis. Beautiful da'wah, one-on-one. That one person you're speaking to, don't give up on him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give lot of importance to every individual. Sometimes a person would be brought to Masjid al-Nabawi as a captive. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that treat him well. And many occasions, Allah's Nabi would sit with that captive in Masjid al-Nabawi for hours. Like Hakam bin Kaysan was one captain. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat with this one individual for hours and hours, answering every issue he had, explaining to him the beauty of Islam. And Allah made him a great sahabi. So Maysara now, when he sat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ma ahsana kalamak wa anwarahu. How beautiful is this kalam. How enlightening it is. How pure and clear it is. But my worry is that my people will go against me. يُخَالِفُونَنِي And how can I face them and go against them? And this is a difficult thing, my respected listeners. It demands great qurbani and sacrifice. Like one brother accepted Islam recently, shame, his own mother chased him away because of the fact that he's going to the masjid and so forth. We went to visit the youngster. His mother was very upset that why he became a Muslim, so she chased him out. Then look how Allah opened for him. His grandparents, old man, old lady, they said to their grandchild, oh, you come stay by us. So we go and visit this youngster, and his grandparents get so happy. They say, we love this boy. His akhlaq and character is so good. Even when he was a child, his mother came and left him by us. And now she gave him back to us when he's 17, 18. We don't mind. He will stay by us. And he takes care of his grandparents. And the old lady, non-Muslim, she says, but my grandchild, namaz time, he rushes to the masjid. She's proud of the fact. She's a Hindu, but she's proud of the fact that her grandchild, look how Allah opened the way. Allah is the one that opens the way, my respected elders. So Maysara is sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this individual da'wah, and he says, how beautiful, how amazing. But my worry is, my people, to go against them is hard. Anyway, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited him, and then left him. And then after they were returning after their hajj, they were going back to their area. Maysara is telling the remainder of the community, or his tribe who were traveling together, the caravan, Milu bina ila Fadak. Let's not go home immediately. Let's go via one area called Fadak. So my respected listeners, this Maysara radiallahu anhu says, let's go via Fadak. And what was his point behind going to Fadak was, the Jews reside there. Let's ask them, what do they know about the final messenger of Allah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people agreed. They went via Fadak. When they met the Jews, they asked for the senior scholar there. They spoke to him. And then they took out scriptures, Sifran, these scriptures. And they put it down and they studied the discussions of the final Nabi of Allah. And different beautiful descriptions of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their book. النبي الأمي العربي يركب الجمل ويجتذئ بالكسرى وليس بالطويل ولا بالقصير ولا بالجعد ولا بالسبط، في عينيه حمرة مشرب اللون. فإن كان هذا هو الذي دعاكم فأجيبوه. Among the many descriptions of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they read that he is the messenger of Allah, unlettered, who Allah will be his teacher. Al-Arabi, the one who will come from an Arab tribe, and he will ride the camel, and he will be very contented even with little food. He will not be gigantically tall, but he'll be perfectly tall. Nor will he be short. His hair will not be straight, nor will it be curly. It will be straight with a wave. And this report even describes the eyes of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the color of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, descriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many descriptions. So this Jewish scholar say to Maysara and his group from the Banu Abs, if this is the man that called you and invited you, then you should accept him. We are the Jewish nation and we are jealous of him. In brackets, why they were jealous is that Nubuwa had come out from Bani Israel. Continue. We are jealous of him. That's why we have not followed him and are not following him. And there will be great calamities in this for us. And you people, you should rather be of those who follow him. This rabbi gave them good advice. So Maysara says to them, now my people, it's clear. Let's go. Let's go back now. They said, no. What we'll do is next year, we will see him. When we go back for Hajj next year, hopefully we will go and we will go and see him. Now they returned to their area. And now what happened next year, there was some mishap, there was some problem, and no one from the Banu Abs that year came for Hajj. No one came that year for Hajj. And then after that, Hijrah took place. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Medina Munawwara. So even if they went for Hajj after that, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not there. And then 10 years during the Medinan period, then Hajjatul Wada takes place. And then this man, Maysara, comes for Hajj. Hajjatul Wada. Maysara comes to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, O Nabi of Allah, you remember me. Fa'arafahu. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, of course I remember you. Of course I remember you. My respected listeners, we learn, see the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His concern and his worry for every person. Allah's Nabi remembered from amongst the hundreds of people and thousands of people that he would meet, this one person, Maysara, who returned and who didn't accept immediately but wanted to. But Allah's Nabi remembered him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remember every individual. And then he said, O Nabi of Allah, I was always desirous to come and follow you. It was always in my heart from the time you came to meet us the first time. And then we got delayed and procrastination. And this is what happened. And most of those who were with me in that delegation have passed away. Where is their abode? What is their position after they have died? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Maysara, anyone who dies out of Islam will have to go to the fire of Jahannam. And Maysara said, O Allah, I thank you that you have rescued me and saved me. Alhamdulillah alladhi anqadhani fa aslama wa hasuna islamuhu wa kana lahu inda Abi Bakr makanun. He accepted Islam. And then he gave his life to Allah's deen. Those last few months of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spent with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then even with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa. He would always be close to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he would spend his time for Allah ta'ala's deen. And every task of deen, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would send him and he would fulfill those tasks very, very nicely, properly. Even during the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when there was fitna, some of the people who were new to deen, new to Islam, they said, okay, we're accepting salah, but they were starting to denounce certain orders of Allah's deen, like zakat they were denying, and that took them to irtidad. Maysara worked amongst his people, and all of them remained firm on deen, and he came with a delegation from his people with their zakat, with camels and sheep and all the zakat that was due. He traveled from where they live and they came right to Medina Munawwara. And when they reached Medina Munawwara, he came with this entire flock and all the zakat of his people. And he brought it in front of the Baytul Maal and he kept it there. The people of Medina Munawwara were very, very happy. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was very happy with Maysara. And he said to him, may Allah bless you and your people in your wealth, and may Allah reward you all with Jannat. Then Maysara radiallahu anhu wanted to do service for Allah's deen. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent him with Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And Khalid radiallahu anhu then was striving in Allah's path in the different regions. Maysara was joining Khalid and Walid radiallahu anhu. And there was one famous battle called Fahl. This was in Jordan, the Jordan area, this area, Sham. There, it was very difficult for the Muslims. And in that battle, there was one youngster from the Romans who was very, very strong. And he wanted a combat, one Muslim to fight him. So no one got up to fight this Roman, you know, horseman, strong soldier. And this, when no one got up to go forward, Maysara, who was very, very old and elderly, advanced of age, he gets up to take the challenge of this non-Muslim in the battle. Because before the battle there was a combat on an individual basis, one-on-one or three-on-three. So Khalid radiallahu anhu says to Maysara, come back Maysara, you're too old, how can you fight this youngster? Your age is very advanced. Maysara didn't listen to Khalid, and he still went forward. Because he felt that no one will stand up towards him, then what will happen to the Izzat of Islam? So Khalid comes forward and pushes him back. And he says, haven't you taken bay'ah that you will obey? Listen and obey and get back to yourself. And at that time, there was another Muslim who gets up and took the challenge of this Roman warrior. And alhamdulillah, the Muslim fought against him and the Muslim won.